I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from Yankee Stadium, joined by a guy that you will get to see on TV tonight right after the game on MLB Network, Harold Reynolds. Harold, thank you very much.
What's
for coming
up, Evan?
Up, sir.
You woke me up, man, with your intro. Like, we're back. I'm like, wow, this dude bring
dude,
it already.
Dude, it's the World Series.
What's up, Tiki?
I'm good, bro. 15 years without it, man. Or at least for the Yankees.
It's hard to believe that it's been that long. You know, when I started hearing it hadn't been since 2009, you go, what?
Yeah.
and for these two teams not to have played since 81.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Now, there is breaking news I want you to respond to. Me and Tiki have spent a lot of time talking about, I had an idea.
Okay.
Tiki liked the idea. And that was, hey, you've got an ace in Gerrit Cole. I would consider him for game 1, 4, and 7. Aaron Boone was just asked at his press conference, is there any circumstance in which you would bring Gerrit Cole back on short rest to pitch game 4? And he said, absolutely not.
Huh.
I think it's a mistake. What say you?
I'm shocked. I mean, that's why you pay him $300 million. Let's say you're down 0-3. You're going to go home with Gerrit Cole sitting out? No, I mean, we always talk about all men on deck, but when you set up a seven-game series. I thought that's why he went game one.
That's what I would thought, too.
You know, and it's so why you pull him. Or that's why he pulled him early game one. Or at least when he did pull him early game one, Evan and I both agree.
Unless there's more to it than
if you're pulling him early, it's got to be because he's going to pitch in game 5 or 4, right?
Yeah, I mean, it brings speculation to something that need not be. Because now I'm wondering, okay, is he healthy? You know, what's going on then? If he's not throwing game 4, that's just a given.
Well, and look, you said it. He's here for this. He's an ace.
Yeah.
He's one of the very few aces even left in Major League Baseball. How many true aces are there? And so what I envisioned coming into this series was, I got to have it be an option. And by the way, even if they win tonight, I'd pitch him in game 4. I'm still down 2-1.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, look, there's no doubt the road was through Houston. That's been the bugaboo for the Yankees, right? So you signed Gerrit Cole, and they got far enough. They were just short of the World Series. You get Gerrit Cole to get you over the hump. Now you're here. Mm. And the other reason I thought for sure he'd be going was because he started the year later than everybody else.
That's right,
a good point.
He's
and
fresh.
So he's got a little more in his tank than everybody else playing right here at the end of October. So I don't know. Aaron knows his players better than us. That's why I wonder, is there more to it? Because I would have to have Gerrit Cole going game 4.
Well, it's one thing when you think about the rotations and how the Dodgers are stuck bullpenning. They have to do it.
Yeah.
The one advantage was that you had Gerrit Cole maybe going twice. But let me talk to me about the Dodgers and how they've been able to, I don't know, smoke and mirror their way with their rotation to the World Series, and it's working for them.
Well, you're 100% right with the pitching. But what the Dodgers have done, it's almost like football or basketball. We're getting the ball to our best people.
Yeah.
So if you watch what they're doing, they got Shohei, Mookie, and Freddie at the top. All right? What's the bottom of the order doing? They're going to bunt a man over. Mm. They're going to put him in scoring position. Mm. How does a guy who's leading off in Shohei Ohtani go 18 for 23 with runners in scoring position? How's he get that many opportunities? Because they played the game to push their chips to the board. Say, all right, if you want to walk him, here comes Mookie.
Right.
You won't want him? We saw it happen the other night with Freddie.
Right.
They've played their game to push to their three guys and say, good luck.
Yeah.
We'll have to outslug you. But now they started getting pitching. So now they're playing with house money. They're getting pitching. But they're played the same game all summer. Shohei had 130 RBIs. He hit 1 and 2 in the order.
Crazy.
And so they played
this game.
There
shouldn't have been that many guys on base.
No,
he's
but
leading off. There shouldn't be that many RBI opportunities.
They're sitting here going, we'll move him over. We'll move him over. We have Edmund hit a home run the other night, but he's MVP out of the last round. And his first at bat, he bunts a man over for Shohei to hit.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Do you think,
and then he batted ninth.
Yes.
And now he's back to either fourth or fifth. Do you think Ohtani's going to be affected by the shoulder issue?
You got to think it's going to hurt him some, but we don't know. The Yankees don't know. And so just his presence on the on-deck circle affects everything we're talking about. So I think if he can get on the line. The other thing I got to think about, too, they're up 2-0. Let's say they lose today. Why are you forcing him back? He could have sat today. He could sit game four. You know, now it's 2-2. He could sit all the way through New York and go back to L.A. 110% healthy.
Yeah.
So that tells me he's got to be really healthy. I think he's got superhuman blood anyway.
Right. It also tells me he's probably saying, there's no way you're taking me out of the lineup.
True.
I may not be healthy, but I'm playing. It's the World Series.
Did you ever hurt a shoulder?
Not like that, but yeah, you know, Derek.
Can you hit home runs with one arm? I know you can, like, chip with a golfer with one arm. Can you hit a home run with one arm?
He can. You know, a lot of guys get that one arm front arm extension. He swings so different. I was talking with Jeter the other day. We were hanging out, and you remember when Derek separated his shoulder?
Yeah.
And this is before we knew Shohei was going to be back or anything else, and the reports were always subluxed. His shoulder's probably hurting. And Derek's like, I don't think it's separated because that was the most pain I ever had in my life. He said it was 4 weeks before he could even get out of bed comfortably.
Wow.
You know, so he knew right away it was either you have a separated shoulder, he is not coming back.
Well, Harold, so it is 2024. You know what that means? Drugs are better.
they got everything better.
Drugs are better now.
I'm sure. We're talking to Harold Reynolds, Yankees Dodgers game 3 tonight. Why do you think Aaron Judge is struggling as much as he's struggling?
He's chasing. He's pressing. And I just think that when you get in, he hasn't really had much to hit now for 2 months. Mm. It's not that big of a mystery. When you get into the playoffs and they say, he's not beating me, take your walk, and he's sitting there going, I got to drive runs in, you find yourself in a slump, and then you find yourself pressing, and before you know it, you're chasing pitches. And that's what's going on with him, I think. I've been saying this, and they'll probably get mad at me, but I've been saying it for 2 months. Why do you not flip Soto and put him behind Aaron Judge?
Right.
You got the antidote. You got the answer.
I wonder, because we talked earlier about that along with leading Judge off, like trying something different to relax him. I wonder if Boone, because he's had the same lineup all year in terms of how he has situated Soto and Judge, if he just doesn't want to change something this
year. Yeah, but look what we just talked about with Dave Roberts. Who's doing exactly what you just said.
No, and Mendy's done it too. Mendoza, manager of the Mets. Boone just doesn't seem like he wants to do it. Right or wrong?
No, I just feel like the stubbornness may hurt him. You know, whether it's him. It's not. Well, I want to get one thing straight, too. It's not just Boone. We always say it's Boone. This is not the 80s and 90s. This isn't Buck Showalter or Joe Torre making a decision. Hey, Earl Weaver, he's playing. No, this is a collective group, and they're saying, here's what we're doing tonight. That's the game we play today. Even Dave Roberts. Oh, man, Dave's doing a great job, but Dave's not sitting there saying Shohei's playing tomorrow unless he got permission to say he's playing tomorrow.
Right. I can only imagine the analytics behind the Guggenheim-led squad, private equity firm that has every analytical tool in the history of mankind.
They do.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's your feeling? There's a lot of Yankee fans that are down that think like game 1 is kind of the the turn of this series with the way it ended. As an independent baseball observer, what's your feel for where this series goes next now that it's back in the Bronx?
Well, I felt like, honestly, the Yankees should be up 2-0. I mean, you go back to real simple fundamental baseball, and both clubs are who they are. They've played fundamentally. They've been making adjustments. That's what the Dodgers do. We're going to play this lineup, that lineup. The guys are going to play all over the place. We're going to out-athletic you. That's what the Dodgers do. The Yankees, we're going to out-slug you. Right. We're going to make some mistakes. We're going to mess up on the bases. We're going to miss a relay throw that shouldn't even be. And the next thing you know, Shohei's at third, Mookie sack fly, and it's 2-2 in a game they should have just won. And so that's what's happened. So I think if I'm a Yankee fan, I'm saying, play clean baseball and we'll win a game.
Yeah.
That's it.
You're right. And it came down to that. And really, this whole postseason has been down to that. Just play cleanly and you'll be fine. Now, the other question, you know, we talk about the pitching staff for the Yankees. We talk about Gerrit Cole. We saw what Rodon did yesterday or on Saturday. But we don't know what to expect from Clark Schmidt. Right, we don't even know who's pitching in game four, but what can you expect from some of these guys who had in some injury stints? This is a high pressure situation for a young, at least starter in the World Series. What can we expect from the Yankee starters tonight?
Hopefully, a lot of strikes. Hmm. You know, and they're facing it's a challenge. They're playing facing a tough lineup, and this is a better hitting ballpark than it is in LA. But the crowd's gonna be great. And the big advantage I think the Dodgers have is experience. You have a lot of guys that played a lot of big games.
Right.
And so they're not going to be awed by a Yankee crowd yelling and screaming and excitement of it. Actually, they're excited. I was talking to Mookie, and he's like, man, I can't wait to get back to Yankee Stadium.
Wow, he's got experience.
He's been here before.
Yeah.
But, no, the Yankees really, they've pitched really well. I mean, they've got deep in the pen and got hurt late in games. But for the most part, they've been in every game with their pitching.
Yeah. Look, you hit on it before, and I think this is a concern. The Yankees haven't played a lot of clean games this year. It feels like they've made a lot of base-running mistakes. They've made defensive miscues. So when you say earlier, and you're right, go play a clean game, I think there's a fear that that's not what they do. They haven't played enough clean games this season.
And the reason they've been able to get by is you're gonna score runs against mediocre pitching.
Right.
You're not gonna run into that in a bullpen game when you have the guys they can bring out of the pen. It's tough to score. You're not gonna score 8 runs. Not happening. No. You know, the Mets ran into a couple big games, and it was basically the Dodgers going, okay, now we're gonna get you tomorrow. You know?
Right.
You know? And so they kind of afforded that. I could see them kind of having that type of a game today where they're gonna try to figure out their pitching, line it up, and do it that way, but you're not going to get those games all the time. So my point is you can't make a lot of mistakes against a team like this where you can get away with it during a lot of the other clubs that they played, not this team.
We're talking to Howard Reynolds. So Walker Buehler's interesting to me because 3 years ago he's one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Yeah.
He gets hurt, has another Tommy John surgery. He's come back this year. He's been very up and down. What do you expect from Walker Buehler tonight?
Well, he threw the ball really well last game, and what I saw early in his career, it was fastball, here it is, I dare you to hit it. Here's my 99, I'm challenging you. Last game that he pitched was the first time I actually saw him really use an assortment of pitches and land them. You know, here comes my curveball, here comes a breaking pitch, here comes a little bigger bend, here comes a fastball. He threw the ball really well. But there are periods where he gets behind. And so if he gets behind these hitters, he's going to get in trouble. And I can see the Yankees scoring some runs tonight.
Does the weather have any effect here? I mean, it's going to be chilly. Feels nice right now, but I think as this sun continues to go down, it's going to get chilly here.
Yeah.
Does that affect the Dodgers at all?
You got so many guys from all over the world.
No.
It only affects me because I hate the cold.
I mean, you got that sweet-ass
my post-game show isn't very good. You'll know why.
You love playing in a dome all those years.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
I love the chill. That's what October baseball's about.
Yeah.
I used to love it. I don't love it anymore. I used to love cold. This is football weather. This feels like a Sunday football day right now. But no, I hate it anymore.
I mean, to be honest with you, the Yankees do have a little bit of advantage because, you know, they play a little bit more cold weather than obviously the guys in Southern California. But I don't know. I mean, I look at the other side, and we talked about Mookie already. He spent his whole career in Boston.
Yeah.
So.
And then you look at a guy like Jazz Chisholm, who spent his entire career in Miami. When they were in Cleveland, he was wearing, like, the ski mask. Yeah. It's like he did not want to be outside.
This is the first time I've been to a World Series, Harold, and the media is just overwhelming. I just see the amount of people standing down there right now.
Tell you what, this is the effect of Dodgers-Yankees.
Yeah.
And for so long, we talked about it earlier, they haven't played since 81. But look at the rosters. I mean, you've got $1 billion of salaries
right
on each side of the field.
It's crazy.
I mean, it's crazy. You got probably seven of the top players in the game on two sides. I mean, you can look at Judge, Stanton, and Soto against Betts, Freeman, and Ohtani. Right. And the other guys are like, what about me?
Yeah.
You know, Garrett Cole, $300 million pitcher,
right.
You know, and on down the roster. So it is really some good ball players. And I'll tell you what, baseball needed this.
Yeah. No,
it's
really
cool. I'll throw this at you guys. So I think a lot of this, obviously it's the effect of Ohtani and all that, but the rule changes, we're finally seeing it. We're seeing athletic plays on the field.
Mm. Oh, I hear you.
We're seeing a pace of the game. We're not sitting here for – you know how long that game would have been? 4.5, 5 hours the other night.
I thought about it. Trust me.
You know?
Yes.
So we're seeing that. And I think that makes you tune in.
I think that the rule changes have been great for baseball, the speed of the game. Like, even the 3.5-hour games like you talked about, those are 5-hour games a couple of years ago. And, yeah, you're seeing more stolen bases. It's a better brand of baseball. But you said it. This is as star-studded a World Series as we've seen in a long time, and we'll see how it plays out. Harold, we appreciate it, man.
All right, my man. Appreciate
you. Thank you, man.
The great Harold Reynolds. You can watch him on MLB.
I'm picking the Yankees tonight after all that.
We didn't even ask.
Wait, real quick. How much is Soto going to make?
I'll tell you what. I'm not in the $600 million camp.
Oh, you're not.
Shohei Ohtani, let's not forget how we got to 7.
Yes.
If you took away the pitching, and Shohei Ohtani was a free agent, are his numbers better than Judge's? You want 50-50? I mean, or Soto, I mean? You want 50-50 or you want with Soto? I mean, so therefore you wouldn't pay Shohei $600 million just to hit.
Age.
You know?
Age is the big difference.
Age. But
that's a 5-6 year age difference.
$200 million
for a Cy Young award-winning pitcher is a big difference.
Right. I get you.
Thank but you, you're not, you're writing checks out there. I know where you're. I know where he's trying to lure it to. I know your team leaning towards blue and orange over there. I see it.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Harold.
Harold Reynolds. You can
watch him on MLB Network
tonight after the game. So after the game is over, Yankees win. Boom! You can watch Harold on MLB Network. Yankees, Dodgers. Thanks again, man.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.